Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.
So big hockey game last night in Boston. This was a kind of all-star break game, but it was the Four Nations face-off final. And it was Team Canada taking home the victory. This game went into overtime after ending three periods, tied two goals apiece. And Jan, they were pretty much even, Steven, for shots on goal and shots in goal. 2-2 teams are forced into overtime. Sudden death goal from Connor McDavid secured the win for Team Canada. It was the second time in 6 days that the teams faced off. If you remember last Saturday, the first matchup with these two teams started off a little bit scrappy. Three fights in 9 seconds, I think, is the official stat. Anyhow, it wasn't that last night. There was a little pushy-shovey. Weez, who are your favorite brothers on Team
the
USA?
The Kachuk brothers.
Kachuk brothers did not disappoint. They were usually, when there was any kind of little scuffle, they were somewhere in the mix. Anyhow.
Their parents had to be so proud when they announced the starting lineup.
Yeah,
and then both
his
brothers.
Father is going to be a Hall of Fame hockey player.
Wow.
So they have like a group chat between him and his two sons. Well, after the fight, they kind of went silent and wouldn't respond to his texts.
The dad.
Dad's like, he always wants to know what's going on, this, that.
Sure.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's like, they went, he said radio silent on him until...
They ghosted funny. Him.
Yeah, they ghosted him, yeah.
They ghosted Papa?
They ghosted their own dad. Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty funny.
Anyhow,
but wait,
it was...
Back when we got Jack Eichel, could we have had Connor McDavid?
No. McDavid was the first pick. Eichel was the second.
Eichel was the
and
second.
And we had second pick, yeah.
No.
That's too bad.
We
but
lost
they are
out
so
on
so close. Yeah.
They're from the same era, same class, same year.
Connor McDavid is such a good player.
It's really good.
Yeah,
but Jack won a cup. He hasn't yet, so.
The winning goal. I know, when it comes to cups, this was a big game, and this was right. So when they went into overtime, Jan, they showed the speech from Miracle on Ice and all that stuff. It was really cool. So it did go late. The leader of Canada writing a little something, a little jab at President Donald Trump, saying, "You can't take our country. You can't take our game." There it is. Whatever the social equivalent is of a mic drop, that was that last night. So Canada 3-2 against Team
well-deserved
USA.
Win. They earned
well-deserved win.
They earned it. I'll give it to them.
The banner
ironically,
exchange?
They were playing at the TD Center, which is Toronto Dominion, if you go back to the original name of
TD
the
Garden.
TD Center. TD
it's
Garden, I'm sorry.
TD
the,
Garden,
the thing in Boston. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So there it was.
I just thought it was so funny when they exchanged the banners and did the handshake at the beginning of the game. They practically, like, they handed them to each other, but it was like kind of like, bleh, you know, here you go, take it.
Lackluster handshake.
Friends. Yeah, it was funny.
Mm-hmm. A grudgy handshake.
Very grudgy.
So did you see the introduction of the starting lineup or whatever and the players on the ice?
Yeah, I did.
They
it
had
was
these
nice.
Little, like, little kid ambassadors with them.
Yeah.
But they didn't really, I didn't hear the explanation on who the kids were. I assume I know that they were junior players or something.
Yeah.
They were, like, whatever. They cut the kids' heads off as they're introducing the players.
Well, because the players are so much taller.
Yeah.
Well, but I'm like, pull out a little bit. At least get the kid's face.
I didn't think the camera work on that game was very good last night.
Like,
they lost the puck a few times where it was like,
Fun thing, I noticed the same thing. It was a little, it's a fast game. It seemed a little
sloppy.
It's
a fast game, but there's plenty of cameramen.
And you don't notice it when the camera people get it right, you don't notice it because they just follow the puck. Some guys, some girls, whoever's operating the camera, you just know how it's done.
Yeah, the broadcast was like a B. What they did inside TD Garden looked really cool. Like, I love that they had the bracelets. And
USA chance started an hour before face-off.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It was, there was a lot riding on this game. So Canada wins that one. There you go. This is wild. New York Jets player, one of two people robbed at gunpoint in New Jersey last weekend. Authorities now on the hunt for an armed suspect or a couple who allegedly followed the couple more than 30 miles from Manhattan to a home in the Windmill Pond community before the holdup on Saturday morning. Witness reports seeing three men carrying guns get out of an SUV, rob two people at gunpoint. Remains unclear which member of the New York Jets was robbed. Alleged thieves made off with whatever they had on them, money, valuables, jewelry, watches, before fleeing the scene. Incident remains under investigation. Again, they haven't said exactly who at this time.
See, if they had the Protector app and had their own security, this wouldn't have happened.
Just cough up that $129 initiation charge. And
the $200 an hour and you're all set.
Yeah, there's that too. So
that's scary, right, though.
Good point. Finally, big story this morning from entertainment. Amazon paid $1 billion for the James Bond film. Not just the franchise, but creative control. Like, who is going to be James Bond? They purchased it from the producers. If you don't know, it was Barbara Broccoli, part of the Albert Broccoli franchise there. Michael G. Wilson, part of the Wilson franchise, getting bought by Amazon. Jeff Bezos effectively has creative control of Bond. James Bond. So if Bond starts saying, I'll be there with 2-day free shipping, you know they've got creative control of James Bond. Amazon MGM will now determine the series' next phase. No replacement has been announced for Daniel Craig, who's so over it. His last turn as 007 came in 2021. The blockbuster film No Time to Die was the 25th Bond film. And now, Wilson and Broccoli said that with the release, they're both stepping back from producing the Bond films to focus on other projects. So Amazon MGM will now take care of creative control for James Bond. It's kind of a big deal. It's a big franchise.
Why are all these people doing this stuff
guys,
that's going to cost my Prime?
You know
Prime
who's going to be the next Bond girl, right?
Yeah, Lauren Sanchez. And
well,
James
I saw her
Bond.
In that dress, so yeah.
She could do it. She could pull it off.
Checks all the boxes.
Jeff Bezos has been lifting weights, so he'll probably be the James Bond.
Oh, he looks great.
Because he can do it. He owns it.
Chiseled.
Mm,
it's fun to go back to the early Bezos and see what he's morphed into.
And if it's not Jeff Bezos, he's going to give it to his friend Elon Musk.
No.
Or, he's too even busy better, with Doge. You guys. Wait, I got another one. Or Donald Trump.
Why not? Be tremendous.
Could you imagine? That would be so funny.
It would be tremendous.
Yeah.
Yeah. And frankly, it's what America wants. So there you go.
Absolutely what America wants.
That's it for your news and views. Time right now, 6:55.